Hey, this is Dan with Comic Book Pit Audio Boo number 27, Mudman from Image Comics. So there's a new hero in town, or there's a new hero in Burnbridge on Sea, which is the fictional town in Paul Grist's new ongoing series from Image Comics, Mudman. Paul Grist, for those who may not be familiar, is a independent creator who follows in the footsteps of Frank Miller and Dave Sim, and with truly offbeat characters and stories, and but with a very indie sensibility. He's been publishing comics in the UK since the 80s, with titles like Kane, which is a kind of a hard-boiled crime book, and Jack Staff, which is a more of a quirky superhero book, which got its which its origins were from a rejected Union Jack story from that Grist did for Marvel Comics that he just reworked for Jack Staff. Anyway, so his new book, Mudman, is it follows more of the stereotypical teenager, has a, it's kind of like the Peter Parker Spider-Man formula. Teenager has a weird accident and gains powers, dons costume, fights crime. But this is more of a, there's more of a lighthearted tone to this. No one dies. There's no guilt. What you have is Owen Craig, who's just a typical teenage troublemaker, but not in a criminal way, just the way teenagers are, who's, tagging an abandoned house with his friend, and but the house is not what it seems. He finds some kind of a hidden room with some strange artifacts and a suit, and then he's chased away from the house by some criminals who were residing in the house that they didn't know about. And he's running through a puddle of mud when it gets hit by lightning. Later, he wakes up in his own bedroom, assumes that it was all just a strange dream, or he imagined it. And then, lo and behold, he has these mud-based powers. And eventually, he goes back to the scene of the crime, as it were, or where everything happened, to find his police detective father being held at gunpoint by the same criminals. And so he, Owen, finds the costume that he found before, slips it on, and boom, becomes Mudman. So it was, I read issues 1 and 2, which were both in second printings. Issue 1 came out in November of 2011, and I would have actually, I was going to pick it up, and I just kind of forgot about it. I'm actually a fan of Paul Grist's work, but issue 1 just, it just slipped past me, and by the time I went back to get it, it was already sold out. And the same with issue 2. Issues 1 and 2 were, went back to reprints. I was fortunate enough to pick them up at Pittsburgh Comics, and I really enjoyed them, so I'm sure I'm going to continue with it. And if you're looking for just some straightforward superhero fun with some nice characters and, low drama and angst, then I would highly suggest Mudman from Image Comics. So that's pretty much all I have for Mudman. You can find more reviews at comicbookpit.com. This is Dang, and I